Okay, good morning everybody in London, good afternoon everybody in Johannesburg. What we're going to go through here briefly is an update as to where the Investec PLC and Investec Limited Group are trading and have traded up for the first 5 months of the period, and give some form of an outlook for the first half of this financial year. Normal proviso, I'll just flash on the screen, I'm not going to read it, so that everyone knows that there may be some forward-looking statements. You can't hang us on them, Mr. Richard. Okay. I think if we look at the operating environment, it was clearly an environment where there were more headwind conditions than tailwind conditions. Notwithstanding that fact, we believe that there was substantial momentum in our business, and that we, as we mentioned at the end of the year last year, or in our annual results presentation, that we believe we've taken the business to a new level, and that clearly will be reflected in these trading results. But I think the key indices here really were, you can see that the Rand was the South African All Share Index in Rand terms was marginally up. In any other currency it would be well down. The FTSE All Share and Australian All Ords are the key markets that we operate within, were marginally down. And those were quick, they've been up, they've been down, they've been all over the show, so conditions have been fairly choppy. And the interest rates in all three key markets that we operate in have been in a rising trend, however, not that dramatically rising to really affect conditions on the ground where we believe that, where we have seen still fairly buoyant transactional activity. We look at our divisions, the first half we will see a very strong performance. I'm emphasizing the word very, so Michael, you don't get it wrong if you hear. We clearly have continued to benefit from our growth strategy, which we embarked on about 6 years ago in this particular area, and have continued to penetrate in all areas of specialization. There has been good lending turnover in all three key markets, as has there been good transactional activity, and we'll see strong growth in margin and very strong growth in fees. If you look at our growth in our loan portfolios, if I'd use a neutral currency, we would have been up in home currencies on average by 13.7% during this period, which reflects the activity levels. And against the identical period previously, the average loans would be up about 30%, again providing very strong support for the net interest income. The private client business clearly has been, it's an equity type business, it's been active, there has been a fair amount of volatility. We are working off significantly higher average assets under management over this period. In sterling terms we are down because of the impact of the Rand, but in neutral currency terms we are marginally up because of the impact of markets. However, very strongly up against the equivalent period of the previous year, so we're earning a lot more money on a lot higher average assets under management. Our treasury and specialized finance business has enjoyed very strong pipelines and levels of activity across the advisory, lending, debt capital markets, and structured derivative areas. We used to call that trading, but we're not a pure trading house or trading bank. We really structure transactions for our clients using various forms of financial instruments, in particular derivatives. The loan portfolio in sterling is up marginally, but in neutral currency up 12.4% to £3.4 billion. That's where it would have been if the currencies all stayed the same. And against the average for the same period last year, up 31%. You will see very strong performance in the UK and Australia, and again, in the UK in particular, I emphasize perhaps a few berries there, supported by a good result in South Africa. And that the Rothschilds acquisition, which is really an Australian acquisition, does provide a significantly improved base from which this business can grow in that particular market. So we will see, we believe, a very strong result from this particular business. On the investment banking front, on the agency and advisory side, we have a very strong corporate finance pipeline in South Africa. It may not all be reflected in this particular result, but we are very active. We have a stable corporate finance pipeline in the UK, and I would say stronger than stable in Australia. but not quite as strong as South Africa, but stronger and stable. We've had very good performances from our stockbroking businesses, and you should see quite a strong uptick in revenue from our agency and advisory business compared to last year. On the direct investment and private equity side, we'll have a good performance from South Africa, both on the direct investment and private equity fund. In the UK last year, we did benefit from some realizations which generated significant revenue. We will not see those similar, so we won't see realizations during this particular trading period in the UK, so you won't see that repeated this period, but we do have a nice pipeline, and we do have accumulated certain assets which we believe we'll do well on over the next while. So you used to think that was a running down portfolio. We have become quite active in that game selectively, and we do have a pipeline there. On our asset management front, clearly the South African side of the business has been impacted by the rand. On a neutral currency basis, we would be marginally down in sterling, and that would be reflective of where markets have been. Certainly, we have dollar funds and rand funds, and they would also be affected by that. On a first half to second half average, we're up 17.2%. The encouraging aspect of the asset management business is we have continued to see very good growth on our retail funds in both the UK and South Africa. And we've seen some structural outflows in institutional business in South Africa, which we mentioned before. We've still continued to have very good in long-term investment performance, and we operated clearly during this particular period with higher average funds under management. And again, we would expect a decent result from this business. The property activity is still mainly a South African business. We strategically, as we've mentioned before, building plans for the rollout of our property activities internationally. Property activities do remain buoyant, although this may not be reflected in the current trading results. Interest rates have increased, and that could affect fundamentals. They've affected equity values of listed values of property funds, but not affected activities on the ground. Again, we work off higher funds under management on average, but down based on the weakness of the rand during this period. In neutral currency terms, marginally down, that's mainly because of the fallback in listed values of listed property funds, but on average 23% higher than the equivalent period last year. With regard to other activities, central funding, we'll see a weaker performance that would have been negatively affected by the impact on the underlying assets in the shareholders' portfolio because of the weakness in certain aspects of the South African stock market. We could expect a variance of between, compared to the equivalent period previous years, because I know you guys always struggle to work out this number, I would say between £5 to £10 million could be the variance on that, negative variance on that front. Clearly, we still have some while to go before the end of the financial year. The end of the half year. On the UK, we have an accounting phenomenon where we have hedging losses that would go through central funding, but we get them back on the minority line. That's the only way. It's actually neutral from a bottom line perspective, and that would have some impact on this number, but the minority line will be minority charge will be much lower than the equivalent period of the previous year, because it is a perfect hedge. And then central costs are marginally up on the previous year, but below our actual growth in actual costs. If we look at some additional aspects, headcount, you can see that we have really built the private bank headcount up quite significantly over the last couple of years. If you take us back from March 2004, we're up almost 50% in headcount in the private bank, and that's because we believe that is the way we can continue to penetrate our market by putting more people into the field. It is a focused build-up of individuals that look after servicing our private clients, and we have clearly built a significant amount of additional scale in that business. The stockbroking and portfolio management business up marginally in headcount. The other big area of increase in headcount is in treasury and specialised finance, where we continue to roll out new activities, both in all three of our markets, but that would also include the additional Rothschilds people that moved on to our headcount during that particular period. But we have spoken before about the new businesses that we've developed in the treasury and specialized finance area, and that's obviously reflected in the headcount, but also reflected in the operating profit from those regions. Investment banking relatively flat in terms of headcount. Asset management up quite a bit because obviously we continue to try and expand that business. And other activities, which is really the center and one or two other activities around the center, we have had an increase of headcount, and that's really to cope with all the regulatory issues that we have to deal with, like Basel II, etc., which obviously brings quite a lot of additional regulation, including compliance, FICA, FASE, and what we have to do around the world in that particular space. And I would guess most banks would be experiencing that need to add headcount there. And the Rothschilds acquisition is accounted for from the 7th of April. And we will have, I don't know why they use the word positive goodwill impairment, but we bought that at a discount, so that would be reflected in through the income statement. If you remember last year, we did have the big gain on the Rensburg Shepherd transaction. Obviously, that won't be repeated, but that doesn't come into our operating earnings. It just comes into our bottom line. We expect the tax rate of between 26 and 27.5%, and our weighted number of shares in old terminology would be 110.7 million shares. Under the new terminology, under the split conditions, 553.5 million shares will be an issue. Very similar sort of number to the last couple of years. So, if we conclude, we have continued to penetrate our core markets. We are active right around the world. Our key earnings drivers are significantly higher than the equivalent period last year. If we look at our business model, it's more or less remains in balance. We've seen strong growth in net interest income. You'll see strong growth in net fees and commissions. You'll see a decline in revenue, mainly for the reasons that I described earlier, from principal activities. And on the in other, where we have that life income, we don't expect much life income. Last year it had about a £1.5 million effect because it had income and expenses. This year we'd expect it to be more or less neutral. So again, business nicely in balance. We also mentioned to you previously we are much more affected by what goes on in the real economy. Equity markets obviously have some impact, but you know, I think you'll see from these results that the choppy equity market conditions would not have too much of a negative effect overall on the results, and neither would the very weak currency that we've experienced. So we expect for the first trading period a very strong operational performance compared to the first half of last year. That's it. Now, any questions? We can start off in London. Bernard? Jeff's going to ask a question.
Well, we got Jeff, Steve, just hang on.
You'd be disappointed if I didn't ask anything. A couple of things that I just wanted to pick up on. On Treasury and Specialised Finance, as you said, you've got the Rothschilds acquisition coming in. You mentioned a couple of times the areas that have been built up, but a lot of that headcount was in last year, particularly in things like securitisation. Are there other areas that are being added to that that will be coming on stream in terms of revenue sort of in years to come?
Well, you know, we are building on that capability. So even though some of the headcount would have been in last year, we've been adding people because we've been getting momentum coming through. So I don't think there'll be too much of a dramatic shift from where we are strategically, other than building scale in those new areas. I don't know. I can see Dave van der Walt sitting behind you, and maybe he can give you a more coherent answer than that. But basically, we are building headcount in those core areas, and there haven't been that many new initiatives in this particular period other than around those core areas. And there's lots of activity around those core areas in both geographies.
I'll pick up with Dave afterwards. The other area that I just wanted to ask you about was on the investment banking in terms of the principal investments, just so that I understand where you are. In terms of the UK, it's obviously, as you say, not going to be the result that you had last year, but nevertheless you've got a good pipeline. I mean, would you envisage the full year seeing potentially anything coming in. And in SA, you were effectively saying that things are still pretty good, if I understood that correctly.
Yeah, we would expect something to come in the full year. At this stage, it's too hard to talk about exactly what, but we would expect something to come in the full year in the UK.
Okay. And SA is still pretty good?
Yeah, as we said before, we have some pretty good assets in SA. They are performing well on the ground, and that does crystallize revenue for us.
Okay. Thanks.
Any more questions in the UK?
No, I don't think so. I think that's all, Steve.
Okay, I'll come back to Johannesburg. Anything in Johannesburg? Mark?
Steve, you seem to have grown your business in the bank quite a bit in certain areas. In terms of capital adequacy, are you still well placed? You were talking about going into securitized, raising funds for securitizing of assets, if you had to do that.
Those are our own assets or client assets. So we have a securitization business, and the asset writers would be clients of the securitization business. So clearly what we do is securitize assets both for ourselves and for clients. And we obviously also have warehousing structures for clients which we have to finance. We are quite comfortable. We're well within our range. In fact, I think the PLC is slightly still above the range of funds under management. Capital adequacy, and there would be not that much difference. We've used a bit of capital in the PLC over the last 6 months in South Africa, a marginal amount of capital because we're generating revenue as well all the time. So we have quite a nice sustainability on the South African side because of the high ROE. In the PLC side, the ROE is kicking up quite nicely. We did issue some perpetual pref. It was quite an innovative structure. I don't think many people could do it because of the dual listed structure. We were able to place PLC pref in the South African market, which all rank as Tier 1 capital. So we have bolstered our capital structure during the past 6 months. Any other questions? Are we going on to the radio? Is Willem on the radio, or was he on the internet or somewhere? Was he not yet today? Huh? He's listening. He's not going to be abusive today. Willem? Are we on the radio? Are we going to people on, on the telephone?
We have two questions on the telephone conference. Our first question comes from Wilhelm Nauta of BJM. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Wilhelm.
Stephen, slide 10. On the right-hand side, you talk about a decline in revenue from principal transactions. Would that be both in the other segments, that pot of money that's managed there, as well as on the investment banking section, the direct investments and private equity, or is it only on the other segment?
Now, we mentioned that last year in the first half of the year we had private equity realizations in the UK, which would not be repeated during this particular half of the year. And we also mentioned that in our shareholders' portfolio we would have a decline in revenue from principal activity. So it's those two sections.
Then I have a second question while I've got you on the line. On the property side, what part of the total revenue of that business is dependent on share prices of listed property investments, and which part is more linked to underlying property fundamentals?
I would say, and I'm guessing now, but it might be a half educator, about probably 20% of the revenue would be dependent on listed property values. The rest would be dependent on property fundamentals, and then there's also a principal activity which would be lumpy in nature and would not be there every half year, but would be there probably every year.
Thanks.
So now half that business is managing physical property and property funds. Half the revenue. that I would say a further 20, a half of that half, or less than a half of that half, would be from listed activities.
Thank you. Our next question comes from David Lewis of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, just wondering if you could quickly give us any colour in terms of ASIC body across the group, particularly in the UK, if you've been seeing anything different there over the past 5 months compared to March.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually pick up the question, if you don't mind repeating it.
Just after some colour on any ASIC quality trends over the past 5 months, if there's been anything different relative to March.
I would say that very similar to March, maybe a marginal uptick in non-performings, but not dramatic. In March, our non-performings were 0.78 of our book. I would guess that in this period, we might be just over 0.85 or something like that of our total book. So that's nothing significant.
And is that coming out of the UK, South Africa, or...?
It would be, I would see a slight improvement in the UK and a slight deterioration in South Africa, but not across the board.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
There are no further questions from the conference call at this time.
Thank you. More questions in South Africa. The guys are waking up now.
Hi. Just the exchange rate risk scenario for Investec, how do you see it going forward in the next year with the rand maybe weaker?
Well, you know, instead of swimming downstream, you're swimming upstream. So the rand clearly is weaker on average and weaker in absolute terms, and that would impact the translation of our South African revenue into sterling. And then, but on the other hand, the sterling businesses are growing at quite a fast rate, which can balance it out a bit. But overall, you know, with this kind of weakness in rand, it would take away between 7 and 8%. You've had quite sharp adjustment. And so that just gives you the impact. In a period of very sharp adjustment, the negative impact on the earnings would be 7 or 8% in sterling.
Which is quite good.
It's quite?
7 or 8% is it not significant in your well?
Mm-hmm. Depends on what we're growing at. I mean, you know, we're growing strongly, so it sort of gets washed up in that.
Thank you.
Mr. Henry, you missed half the presentation.
Apologise for that, Steve.
It's okay.
This traffic, you know, the problem with the country's growing too fast and they're not building enough roads.
I accept that.
So we must have a word with the guys there.
Well, we've got an infrastructure finance team. You know, we're happy to help them, but they have to make decisions.
They don't even seem to be making much progress with digging holes in the ground for the car train, so I don't know. Stephen, what I just wanted to know is if you could please elaborate on the potential impact of the JCI Western Areas developments on this result for the 6 months to September. Or is it something that's more going to come through in the second half?
Well, we have to obviously account for it as an embedded derivative. We told you what we accounted for in the first half, and clearly at the end of September, the auditors will make us bring some form of money in. I think it doesn't change the trend of the results. I think whatever comes in, comes in. Even if zero comes in, but I would expect some money to come in to this half's results. But the actual transaction only crystallized in April next year, but you have to recognize some value on the way. I think, obviously, you've seen the positive news on the JCR Western Areas front with the Goldfields transaction, and, I mean, that probably is a good transaction for us at the end of the day. But to give you an exact answer, I can't. But, you know, if it comes in, it will impact a bit more positively, but I think the results will speak for themselves.
You say it can't be exact, but will it be more than the 100 million brought through in FY06? You bring through now in the first half?
We haven't had the dialogue yet with the auditors on that. I can't give you an exact number, but as I say, it won't impact on the trend. What it can do is, if you have to bring in a lot, it can improve the investment banking numbers. What are you laughing at, Rich? I'm not ducking it, I'm being honest. Huh? Michael, did you also come late, or you were just quiet?
No, I've been here all the way through, Stephen.
Okay.
Stephen, on talking about the structural outflows on the asset management side, can you just give us a sense of how much there is left that's potentially still under threat?
That's the old life business that's running down, and that a lot of it has been sold off to. I would guess it's probably about 10 billion rand, but that's a guess. I'd have to check. Ursula would have to come back to you on that. Any more questions? Is that it? So we can go back to work. Thank you. Thanks, Bernard.